I want to mention a few things historically about the moment of withdrawal, kind of en masse, as you said, Rob. It wasn't over business that the withdrawal happened. It happened specifically over issue of war. And because at that point, Pennsylvania is still a colony under England, and the king sends directions that no, you have to raise some money for the military. And there's the French and Indian War going on right then. At that point, the Quakers had become a definite minority within the colony. So when voting comes about, they are in the minority, and religious pacifism, which has been a history of Quakers for 350 years, they were outvoted. So all of a sudden, they're in a position in government of enabling the machinery of government to do war. And they said, no, we can't participate in this. We're getting out. Other people can do it. And now that's my characterization of it. What do you say, Rob?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think the tensions run even deeper, though, because you've brought up the main points. And Towles, in his book, makes a big point about the Indian War, French Indian War. I mean, that's really the tension that drove things to pieces. Because out on the frontiers of Pennsylvania is a huge colony out in the frontiers, people were being killed left and right as a result of this war, which was essentially a war between England and France that was being played out on the frontier in, here in the Americas, with allegiances between the different sides and different native groups. It was utterly destructive to sort of the Quaker ethos, because now, and I wouldn't say that Friends were, they were no longer the majority, but they certainly had a very good electoral history of being representatives and being elected by places that weren't necessarily majority Quaker. So they were still a trusted force, even in the government, even at that time, I would say. The issue is that now they were hearing from these frontier citizens that they're being killed and they need to take up arms and an army needs to be raised here to protect them. And it's very difficult. You know, now the tension between the Quaker stance of pacifism and the stance of taking care of the citizenry is really in tension, is really tough to deal with. The other side, of course, is the Quakers who've been famous for their efforts to make peace with the Native Americans as they came in. They had made more efforts. We wouldn't necessarily say that they were always sufficient, but they'd certainly made more efforts than other groups to do that as they settled Pennsylvania. And suddenly their historical allies, some of these very Native American groups who had been their historical allies over time, had been bought up essentially as part of the French resistance as things got more hostile along the frontier. So their underlying sense of how the world could be brought into peaceful order was being destroyed. And Towles, I think, Frederick Towles, writing Meeting House, Counting House, really brings out the fact that this was, you know, a global political event that was beyond their control, obviously, and it came crushing in on them. It was a conflict between England and France that was being acted out on this very vicious stage in different places around the world. It just crushed them in the wake. So I think some of the things you're saying make a lot of sense about all these factors coming to bear on them and them saying, okay, we don't know how to hold all these pieces. The one thing I would say about the business aspect of it is, just like in that later stage I mentioned in the sort of getting caught up in the turn to the 20th century about getting overwhelmed by the sense of business being part of the problem, I think that happened in the 1750s, too. Essentially, this whole politically difficult situation made Friends rethink their stance relative to business itself, too. Friends didn't withdraw from business the same way, but they certainly turned more to their own inner networks as opposed to being as engaged in business in the larger world and became more suspicious of these engagements because there, again, so much profiteering going on from the warmongering at the time.